You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking with Andy Katz, one of your coworkers, he was saying that, you know, if you're Michigan State, you almost, it sounds bad, you almost wanted to lose that game because you're better off on the 10 line than in the 8-9 game. Now, we've talked about this before. Now that you've won, you got a quad one victory, you beat Northwestern. I feel like you got to almost win, you got to beat Indiana, and you need to take at least two in Minneapolis in the tournament to try to get into that seventh spot. I don't think anybody wants to be a part. I mean, this year, the one seeds, and really the two seeds are no slouches either. Mm-hmm. I guess in a perfect world, they go on a long run in the Big Ten tournament and somehow can inch their way to that sixth line. And then that's when you see the drop off, I think, between the two seeds and the three seeds. But if you're MSU, I guess, how do you see this thing finishing out for them?
So I think last night was huge for them just because now they go to Indiana and Indiana's found some signs of life here these last couple of weeks. They won three in a row. You know, they beat Wisconsin. They just dirt rolled Minnesota in the barn on Wednesday. So they're starting to figure some things out, and they give Michigan State a lot of issues matchup-wise just because they like to play two bigs, and both of them are really good on offense. And so knowing Izzo, I feel like he's not going to try to go small or anything like that. He's going to play two bigs as well. And their two bigs are better than Michigan State's two bigs. So I think that could be an issue. You don't have to really worry about them shooting threes too much. Mike Woodson's very much a 1990s basketball style where we just want to, you know, play in the paint and, you know, get most of our points at the rim as opposed to taking threes. So we'll see if Michigan State can make any threes to win that game. As of right now, for Big Ten tournament, it looks like they are anywhere from 5 to 8. If they lose to Indiana, it looks like you're going to be in that 8-9 game, that first game on Thursday. If you win it, you avoid that, and you're either 5, 6, or 7, kind of depending on what happens from there.